This is Fresh Air. Rock and roll historian Ed Ward has a profile of the Velvet Underground, a band that was largely ignored or detested in their own time, but 20 years after their last album, their music is generally regarded as prophetic.
The recent auction of Andy Warhol's belongings has drawn a lot of attention to him and reminded me that he was the godfather not only of pop art, but, ironically, of a lot of today's best rock and roll, thanks to his sponsorship of a band called the Velvet Underground.
$6 in my hand, up to Lexington, 125, feel sick and dirty, more dead than alive. I'm waiting for my man.
The Velvet Underground burst onto the scene at Warhol's Manhattan nightclub, the Exploding Plastic Inevitable, singing perverse songs about sex and drugs like Waiting for the Man, Heroin, and Venus in Furs. The main songwriter was a ghostly kid from Brooklyn named Lou Reed. The drummer was a woman, which was unheard of. There was a guy playing electric viola, and the iciest Germanic maiden in the world, Nico, who was listed as chanteuse, singing songs like I'll Be Your Mirror.
I'll be your mirror, reflect what you are, in case you don't know. I'll be the wind, the rain and the sunset, the light on your door to show that you're home. When you think the night has in your mind that inside you're twisted and unkind, let me stand to show that you're
arriving as they did. At the height of the hippie era, the Velvet Underground upset and outraged everybody, which may have been the idea. When they played the Fillmore Auditorium in San Francisco, they were met with such an outpouring of bile and hatred that they probably wondered if they'd really come to the capital of peace and love. It didn't matter. In New York, they were loved by Warhol's Jet Set crowd, and they had a solid record deal with the jazz label, Verve. Nico left after their first album, and with the second, White Light, White Heat, they began making history. This was the album that featured the 17-minute masterpiece, Sister Ray, a relentless hard rocker with "Did he really say that?" lyrics that sealed the Velvet Underground's doom with hippies everywhere. On the other hand, it built the group a following in tough towns like New York, Detroit, and Los Angeles, where the squalor and decadence they sang about were facts of life. Still, they were hardly America's most popular band, and after White Light, White Heat, their violist, John Cale, quit to pursue being a serious composer. Adding a Bostonian named Doug Yule, they recorded a third album, simply entitled Velvet Underground, which promptly alienated what few fans they had. What was so perverse about this album was it was pretty.
Sometimes I feel so happy. Sometimes I feel so sad. Sometimes I feel so happy. But mostly you just make me mad. Baby, you just make me mad. Linger on your pale blue eyes. Linger on.
Songs like Pale Blue Eyes and Jesus revealed a side of this band nobody knew existed. But the audience of vicarious junkies and perverts they'd built up didn't want to know about it, and the audience that might have listened had already been scared off. The band said goodbye in 1970 with an album called Loaded, on which Lou Reed proved that he was Bob Dylan's equal on at least one song, Sweet Jane.
Standing on the corner, suitcase in my hand, Jackson's corset, Jane is in her vest, and me, I'm in a rock and roll band. Riding a studs back at gym. You know, those were different times. All the poets, they studied rules of verse, and those ladies, they rolled their eyes.
But the band blew up, Reed went to England, and they were gone before nearly everybody knew how great they were. These days, it's hard to find a band that doesn't worship them or do Sweet Jane as an encore. I guess the time's finally caught up with the Velvet Underground.
Ed Ward is co-author of Rock of Ages, The Rolling Stone History of Rock and Roll. He also writes for the Austin Chronicle.
Some people, they like to go out dancing, and other people say have to work. Just watch me now. And there's even some evil mothers. Well, they're gonna tell you that everything is just dirt. You know that women never really faint, and that villains always blink their eyes. Ooh. And that, you know, children are the only ones who blush, and that life is just to die.
This is Fresh Air.